Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, true believers, welcome back. We're at Freak of the Week. This is the season finale. It's the last episode of the season. Lots happened over the course of this season. I cleaned the shit off the walls in the basement. We had a friend, a best friend, who we lost. Elizabeth, I feel like our relationship has improved. I don't know if you feel that way, but I do.
I mean, I would say that you have improved, which has lessened the stress on me, so. Mm-hmm.
I still missed you a couple weeks ago when you were gone.
That's nice.
You still haven't told me, like, for sure what was going on. I knew it had to do with Mark.
I just needed to get away. Sometimes I do that.
Okay. I mean,
notice how he hasn't been here.
I have noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's probably a good thing. Do you think it's a good thing?
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, he's an asshole. Let's be real.
You keep telling me that.
And you know that. Let's be real.
This isn't my personal therapy session. We're here to talk about your nonsense, so let's just do that.
You always want to bring up the things that I'm working on. I wanted it to...
Well, yes. That's because this is your show.
I want it to be our show, though. I mean, I want it to be... I want you to feel like you are a part of the show. You're an important part of the show.
I'm here.
I know.
So I'm part of the show. I can't not be.
Okay. I guess I'll take that as an answer for now. So this week, True Believers, because it's the season finale, we're finally getting into it. I know lately I've been like, I want to decide if I believe in something or not. This is definitely something I believe in. We're talking about the bastards that took my wife, the mole people.
Here we go.
Here we go. With us is Lemuel Prawn. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Hickney. Dr. Lemuel Prawn. I'm from the Institute of Tectonic Population Science.
Tectonic Population Science.
Yes.
Okay. Is that an accredited university?
Mr. Hickney, I'm very sorry for your loss. I've heard about what has happened to your wife, and I'd just like to say that we have good people working on it.
You, I like how he just didn't answer my question.
I mean, you should answer a question, but
Was there a question?
She asked if it's an accredited institute.
Undoubtedly.
Okay. Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. You have people working on it? Specifically looking for Sheila or just working on mole people?
Not Sheila specifically, but they're working on the mole people problem.
Okay. Yeah. So.
It's an epidemic?
You could call it an epidemic, yes. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
So why don't you explain to our listeners a little bit more about what mole people are?
Well, as you know, they're a subterranean people. Mm-hmm. They live in this, it's a worldwide subterranean complex, if right. you will. You know, just think of it almost as like, you know, if you see an ant house, or an ant farm where there are trails underneath, it's like that.
Oh, okay.
Worldwide. How worldwide. Does that work with, you know, oceans and stuff?
There's rock under oceans.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they burrow into the crust underneath the oceans. And, you know, we have theories. We have theories that there's actually a brand of aquatic mole people that are close to the oceans themselves. And
a brand, not a species. Well, a brand.
I think he meant that just...
A subspecies, like a mutation of the standard mole person, or the scientific term Molivia hominidus.
So you're saying that underneath the Marianas Trench in the ocean, there's still mole people.
Well, to be fair, you know, mole person science is in its infancy. So
of course.
We are still learning so many things about these fascinating yet dangerous creatures.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
So besides the fact that they kidnap wives, yes. how else are they dangerous?
Well, just the fact that they are... They're undermining the very foundations of our society.
Literally undermining.
Literally undermining.
Right.
They're beneath our feet all the time. And the fact is that with a little bit of work, they could infiltrate our society. They could pass for you or I. I mean, they even look a bit like people.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're super strong. You know, they have super strong arms and legs and these barrel-like bodies so that they can go through tunnels.
Oh, I mean, okay.
You know, kind of picture like a Danny DeVito crossed with a stevedore. And that's kind of the look we're going for here.
I see.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, other ways to tell them that their hands and their feet are always dirty because, you know, they're tunneling through earth. Rock.
Okay, that makes sense. Where they that live. Makes sense.
That is their, yeah.
Dirty hands.
Right. So they tunnel with their hands and feet. They don't use any other tools or implements.
Well, we're not exactly sure what their level of technology is, their sophistication in terms of that. But, you know, just like being in that environment, naturally they kind of accrue that kind of, they adapt themselves to the environment, which is an underground, almost lightless environment, you know, which is filled with earth and rock and dirt. So that has how they have developed over the years.
I see.
Yeah.
This makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, and you can see them, they've adapted to that lightless environment. They've got like, you know, kind of a beak-like nose and little beady eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, reminiscent of an actual mole.
Which, yeah, I mean, I guess that's where they get the name from. Then.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly, because they're like moles. But they're like people. So, you know, mole people.
Right.
See?
Very clever.
Yeah, well.
You don't have to be clever.
We worked on that one for a while.
I bet you did.
That one was in development for several months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, Elizabeth, you're being kind of quiet. I mean, I value your opinion, so, I mean, what do you think?
You know what I think, David. We've been over this and over this and over this.
What do you?
I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
What, you don't think they exist?
They do not exist. Sheila left you. You know why? Because sometimes people leave. Sometimes you fall in love and it doesn't work out and they leave. And it's just a fact of life. And not everyone needs to develop some sort of freaking delusion to cover their grief. That's just a thing that you do. The rest of us just move on with our lives like normal people.
If I may interject here, I hear what you're saying, and you know, sure, it's easy to throw around words like delusion and psychopath and—
Wait, nobody said psychopath.
Well, yeah, I'm just talking about some of the words in the trade which I'm used to hearing.
I think he's projecting a bit.
But what I'm saying is that I totally understand that your skepticism, it's well-founded, but trust me, these mole people are real, and it's something that we are working on night and lightless day, we are working on it.
We had a caller a few weeks ago that was married to a mole person.
We've had a lot of callers that have said a lot of things. I feel like this is the one thing that you're just not willing to let go of.
They have my wife.
They don't have your wife. Your wife left you.
We were going to start a family. Why would she leave me?
Because she didn't love you anymore.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
How does that make sense?
You think it's impossible to stop loving you. Or anyone.
Well, I mean, not anyone, but...
Your self-esteem is that high?
I just think
I'm not trying to...
No, it's not. It was us. It wasn't just me. Like, I don't think she would have fallen in love with what we had. She wouldn't have fallen out of love with what we had.
What did you have?
Us.
And?
And hopefully soon to be a family.
And why? Did she ever say she wanted a family? I don't think she ever actually said that. You said you wanted a family.
I mean, she never said she didn't want a family.
Oh, David.
Mr. Hickney, I've got to say, I know you might be on the fence with this, but if we include your case in here... In the last year, we've seen a 100% increase.
100% increase.
In
That means he had zero cases before he talked to you.
Mole people-related kidnappings.
Is that what that means?
Well, I'd have to crunch the numbers a little bit.
Well, you
gave
me a number. You said 100% increase. Right, so yeah, exactly. You have to know what the numbers were then.
Well, yeah, the numbers were, let's say, a non-positive integer previously.
Non-positive integer.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so
either zero or a negative number.
Right.
Which, when you're talking about statistics, you can't have a negative number like that.
Well,
saying zero. You're saying Sheila was the first person ever taken by the mole people.
Well...
Yes, that's what he's saying.
I'm just saying that the rate of incidents has just skyrocketed since we heard about your case.
By one.
Well, absolutely, yeah. But it's an important one.
Yes, but that doesn't make me feel better about getting her back. Because if it's never happened before, there's no previous process with which people have looked for a person taken by mole people.
Exactly, which is why your input is so important.
Important to you.
Yes.
Not really helpful to me.
But we can help each other, don't you see, Mr. Hickney?
I don't know.
Get on the mole train.
I think we're going to take... I know it's early, but I think we're going to take a call. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
How you doing there? My name's Jimmy Malloy. I'm from the south side of Chicago.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm pretty sure the guys you're talking about, those are Italian guys.
What?
Yeah, those are Italians. They've got super strong arms. You know, and they've got barrel chests, and, you know, they got beak-like noses. Yeah, it's an Italian guy for sure. Your wife ran off with an Italian guy.
What?
Yeah, probably got an IROC.
An IROC?
Yeah, IROC Z.
Vaguely racist, but also far more plausible than the idea that she was kidnapped by mole people.
It sounds kind of racist.
To be fair, we have posited that mole people could have evolved from Italians or perhaps Sicilians.
Yeah, see what? There you go, right?
Yeah,
there.
So it's entirely possible.
You know, the south side of Italy. You know, they're bad people. That's all I'm saying. Right?
They're bad people?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now.
Now this really sounds racist.
It could be a little racist, but I just want to let you know, Italian people do that kind of stuff.
Right.
They'll go after your wife. They'll wine and dine her. They'll show her their gold chains, and they'll show them their curly hair, and then they'll leave you. That's how it happens.
Sir, these Italian people that you're talking about, have you ever seen them, you know, digging in the dirt with their hands?
Yeah, they're all cement finishers. They're all working the trades.
This is really racist sounding.
This is not racist. This is what, this is reality.
You're saying they're all this, they're all that. That's pretty clear racism.
Listen, I come from an Irish neighborhood.
Right.
The Italian neighborhood was right next door.
So if I were to say all Irish people drink Jameson?
Yeah, that's true. Everybody knows it. I don't know why you can't just admit to it.
Yeah, that is true.
Right. So my sister got taken away by one of the mole people too, you know.
Or just ran off with an Italian guy.
No, I got little nephews, Vito.
So
and Giuseppe.
David, with Giuseppe. David, with this call, we've now seen a 200% increase.
But he's talking about an Italian, not a mole person.
That's a mole. It's got beady eyes and a beak-like nose.
David,
I'm telling you, it's a freaking Italian.
I feel like this is just a racist call.
Two cases within 15 minutes?
Like a lot of them.
Okay, caller, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. I don't think this is the same thing. It feels like it's a different thing.
Well, David, I'm not sure what to tell you, but it really did sound like what we've been talking about, what you've been talking about.
Yeah, but he's talking about an Italian. Years.
I mean, what other explanation could there be?
Besides the mole people. Well, he's talking about his sister.
He's thinking of a logical explanation for mole people.
Yeah, but his sister married an Italian guy and had kids. That's not the same thing as my wife being kidnapped.
Is it, David?
She left you, David.
Is it?
She was always antagonistic.
She wasn't always antagonistic. Yes. Not always.
David,
Pretty much always.
If this was the case that the way your wife was, might you consider that maybe Sheila was part mole person?
Oh, good Lord.
Well,
do you think that might be the case?
I mean, she did have good
upper
body.
Did she enjoy gardening?
Yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of people enjoy gardening.
A lot of people don't kidnap themselves.
She was as wide as she is tall.
Yeah, there's scientific evidence.
Do mole people tend to have tangerine colored hair?
We've heard cases that maybe someone said something once that they do.
And that
maybe someone said something once that they do.
Are you talking about me?
Well, yes, we do reference your show in a lot of our research.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the maybe once person, is that me?
Yes, it is you.
Oh, it doesn't you. Really
but
help.
But that, see, that's a logged occurrence. This is science. We are going off of all the data which we can extrapolate at this point, which isn't much. And your show has been a treasure trove of scientific information about the mole people, which we are just now starting
this
to get
into. This is our first episode on mole people.
Well, but I mean, you've referenced the mole people in the past.
But I mean, we've never really talked about it scientifically.
Well, we had to fill in the gaps, and that's what we do as scientists.
You mean all the gaps, because it was gap.
Well, okay.
You know what? We're going to take a break and hear from sponsors. I want to try to figure out why I feel so icky about this, even though we're finally talking about the thing I wanted to talk about. We'll be back.
We've been getting all kinds of fantastic reactions for the all-new, all-original sketch comedy podcast, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
What?
Ew.
Say what now?
Fabulous.
New episodes drop the fourth Monday of every month, and the hilarious original mix of music and comedy is designed to scrub out your ears. In a good way.
It's the worst possible scenario.
I must have it. Here on the DVMPE.
All right, we're back talking about mole people. I'm trying to get excited about it because it's, you know, important. Sheila was taken by the mole people.
Sheila left you and then prank called you at the end of season one to mess with your head.
She called me because she was in danger because she was with the mole people.
Or Italians.
Nah, that's just racism.
Sure.
We're going to take some more callers about mole people.
It depends on if you think Italians are white or not.
I mean, I think people of the Mediterranean are probably on the cusp, I guess. They're technically white, but they also had a history of being mistreated by other white people and being shown, they've been treated racistly by other white people because their heritage is a little bit different. And so, yeah, I mean, kind of both.
Okay.
At least that's what it seems like to me. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a white guy.
You are just a middle-aged white man. No one cares what you have to say.
I keep saying middle-aged. I don't think I'm middle-aged.
With the way you take care of yourself, you are actually beyond middle-aged.
Wow, that was mean, sister.
And accurate.
I don't think you're middle-aged and we're the same age.
I know, but I actually take care of myself.
And you take care of me.
As best as I can, but you're a grown-ass man and I can only do so
and
much.
You're a grown-ass woman and you won't let me help you.
That's because you don't actually try to help me.
I want to help you. I ask you about things and you're like, you don't need to know about that, David.
You ask me about my emotional state and yours is so fragile important. That you don't need to know about mine. You're having a hard enough time with your own.
That doesn't mean I can't help you with yours.
Yes, it does, actually.
I disagree.
Leaning on an unstable person is dangerous.
Unstable? I think I'm stable. I don't tip over.
The fact that you don't even know what I'm talking about right now means that you are unstable. And delusional.
Now you're
being childlike.
You're being mean. And there's nothing wrong with being childlike sometimes. It means that you have a lust for life.
And now you're quoting Iggy Pop.
What's wrong with Iggy Pop?
Nothing.
Okay, then.
He's a treasure.
Yes.
I'm just surprised that you...
Why are people surprised? I listen to music. You know that.
Yeah,
I just listened to this new Gary Clark Jr. album. It's amazing.
Great.
Yeah. He's a treasure.
He is a treasure.
Yeah.
Not as much as Iggy Pop.
That's arguable for some people. It depends on your taste. But I'm just saying, it's not like I don't listen to music. It's not like movies where, after last week, I definitely should start watching movies that took place after 1965.
Which is an extremely peculiar proclivity to just choose to not watch movies after a certain time period.
I mean, you gotta make choices in your life.
But why that one?
It just seemed like the right date.
Of all the things that you have issues with, that's the one that I get asked about the most.
People get hung up on that a lot.
They really do.
I don't understand why. There are people that don't watch movies that are black and white. Like, they're like, only color era movies. And I don't get that. But, I mean, if I'm going the opposite direction, why is that a big deal? If people are okay with the other one.
I couldn't answer that for you.
And also, those people have never seen Casablanca. What the hell?
I've never seen Casablanca.
You should. It's really good.
That's what I keep hearing, but yeah. It doesn't really interest me.
It's beautiful. In its own way. Sad and beautiful.
I heard they made it into a movie.
Yeah. It was a movie, Casablanca, back in, you know, the waybacks.
Oh, you're one of the ones that has read the book?
There's a book?
I don't know. I've never read a book called Casablanca. I've read The Maltese Falcon. I've read
Humphrey Bogart?
No, Humphrey Bogart was an actor, not an author. The Philip Marlowe books, Raymond Chandler, that's who I've read. I like Raymond Chandler a lot.
I read a book called Casablanca once, but it was about the White House.
Oh, because it was in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I see, that makes sense. Yeah, this takes place in Morocco.
Oh.
We should go to Morocco on our trip.
Yeah, sure. We'll take the RV to Morocco. Why not?
Well, we're already going to fly to
we'll drive,
Vietnam and Greece.
We'll use the mole people tunnels and go under the Marianas Trench and just drive
actually,
right there.
I don't think the mole people tunnels are wide enough so that you could fit a standard
not.
RV.
Of course
I mean,
not.
Perhaps
That's
a subcompact
crazy.
Car might fit in there, but I don't know if they would actually let you get all the way over there in their tunnels, you know?
We'd have to get some sort of licensing or permission or something.
If such a thing is even possible.
I don't want permission from the mole people for anything.
Well, that's understandable.
All right. We're gonna take a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Orson Welles.
Orson Welles?
What?
Yeah.
Is that your given name?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And
who gave it to you? Yourself?
No, my daddy gave it to me.
Oh, that's nice.
As in?
Orson Welles Sr.
You're
Junior?
Like the Orson Welles or
like Citizen Kane?
Who?
Never mind then. You are not that Orson Welles.
Well, all right, fine, thank you. I'm from Indiana, Texas, and
Indiana, Texas.
I'd just like to say that you've been talking about these mole people.
Mm-hmm.
What time are their offices open?
What?
My wife wants to know, what time are their offices open?
I don't know if they have offices. Why would they have offices?
Well, what do they do? Operate out of the back of a van?
They live in the ground.
Well, that doesn't sound very hygienic.
For what?
How are they going to remove a mole if they're just sitting around in the ground without any kind of medical tools or equipment? My wife has a mole, and she needs it removed, so she said go call up the mole people.
Why would they remove one of their own?
David, he's talking about a skin condition.
Oh, you need a dermatologist.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Or just some of that spray stuff you can buy at the pharmacy.
No, that's usually for warts, though, not necessarily moles.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you should see a dermatologist. That's a different kind of mole. We're talking about dirt-living mole people.
Well, maybe that's how you get them. I don't know. I just want to remove it off of my wife's face.
Pretty sure that either you're born with them or skin mutation happens.
Son, I don't know what the hell it is you're talking about. I am just looking for the address and perhaps the phone number of a good doctor who doesn't sit around in the dirt all day getting his tools all filthy to take a mole off of my wife's face.
I would suggest either the Yellow Pages or, as Jimmy has told me before, Google? Is that how you say that, Google?
Google, yeah.
Yeah, I would use that.
You could also use Bing, but I don't know why you would.
The Cherry?
No.
Well, I would use the internets, but every time I go on there, I continually see this pornography popping up on my internet screen. And
it bothers you?
Well, of course, son. Don't it bother you?
I mean, I don't use the internet, but if pornography came up, I don't know if I'd be like, oh, no.
Well, how do you get your pornography then, son?
Magazines. I have a subscription.
He does. He has like 12 subscriptions.
Yep. It's been a long, lonely time since Sheila was taken.
Son, it sounds like you need to get out of the house a little bit more.
Sounds like I need to get my wife back.
Well,
or just meet someone else.
Son, are you looking to date someone?
I'm looking to date my wife.
She left you.
She was kidnapped.
She left you.
She was kidnapped.
She left
kidnapped.
You.
Kidnapped.
Son, I don't know what kind of kinky stuff you're into.
I mean, I'm into a little bit of bondage, a little bit of, a little bit of pain,
Well, then you should stay married. This is my brother. Let's not talk about this.
Like wax, maybe?
Let's stop, David.
Okay.
There is such a thing as too much information.
All right. Well, thank you, Orson. Thank you for your call. Google or Yellow Pages.
Oh, God bless you,
dermatologists. All right. That call was a little disheartening because he obviously was thinking of the wrong kind of mole.
He was, but at least his call was logical.
I guess. I mean, it's not helpful.
That's all right. Because this thing doesn't exist.
I really need to jump in.
Okay.
I'm sensing skepticism.
You're just now sensing the skepticism?
Well, I'm a scientist, so I'd like to say that I'd like to address your skepticism and say
sure,
that...
Sure, address my skepticism.
Yeah, absolutely, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, you know, the mole people are real. I have no doubt about that. All of the scientific evidence, and you're a scientist, aren't you?
I am.
Exactly. So as one scientist to another, I'd just like to say that can't we come together on this? Because if we put our minds together, the brain power in this bunker alone could just solve so many issues related to the mole people.
I would agree that there's a lot of brain power in here.
There are three brains in here, that's for sure.
Well, no, we've got 3.9 PhDs. No, 4.9 because you have a PhD.
Well, almost.
Right?
Almost. From a university I've never
like
heard
4.8 of. 4.8 then, or
3.8
then.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, no, I mean, we're all smart people. There's lots of brain power in here.
Yes. However, a lot of the people in this room, at least, their ability to think logically isn't always there.
Now, don't get down on yourself.
I am not getting down on myself. There's literally no... David, do you not understand that Lemuel here is... His only evidence is what you have told him. And you are trying to get evidence from someone whose only evidence is what you have told him.
I have noticed that. And the new David Hickney part of me is saying that I have to get more information before I make a decision. But the husband in me is saying, hey, this is the thing. You gotta take these guys down.
David, I have humored you for as long as I possibly can.
I don't find
you
this funny.
You have to move on.
All right, we're going to move on to a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
I am Caesar.
Hi, Caesar.
Hi, Caesar. Hi, Caesar.
I am from what your race called New York.
You're from New York?
No, you call it New York.
Caesar.
Caesar.
My race?
What? Your race. Hold on just a second, Caesar. David.
Yeah.
I think this is a mole person.
Are you a mole person?
I think it is.
No.
No, he's the guy from the movie with Mark Wahlberg.
What's a Mark Wahlberg?
It's a kind of toast.
Planet of the Apes. When was the original Planet of the Apes?
1968?
You call it Planet of the Apes. Oh. I call it my planet.
Wait, are you a monkey?
An ape? Great ape.
A great ape. Okay, sorry.
Different than a monkey.
So like a chimp or like a
orangutan? Caesar, not monkey.
You a chimp?
Caesar. Caesar. What are you?
Caesar, great ape.
Great. Which kind?
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. Not a gorilla or an orangutan?
No.
Okay.
Caesar, are you a mole person?
No.
He just said he's a chimp.
I know, but sometimes they can be tricky.
David, you say you watch movies from 1960s, right?
1965 and before.
See movie. Planet of the Apes.
I have
Meet
not.
Meet the Mole People.
With the Mole People.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen that movie, and I thought I'd seen all the Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes and Mole People?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying you're in cahoots?
It's in the movie.
It's in the movie.
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie.
There's Mole People.
There's Mole People.
So even though you're not a mole person, you know of them.
I know of them.
Mm-hmm. So this primate, this advanced primate, can
right.
be mm-hmm. of... invaluable service.
So what can you tell us about the mole people?
Oh boy.
They have beak-like nose.
A beak-like nose.
Yes, see?
Big arms, but not big like ape. Mm.
Right.
Big arms, but not big like ape.
For okay. digging.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they like white women.
That makes sense. I mean, Sheila's
white,
white,
wasn't she?
Sheila is white.
Oh.
With tangerine hair.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know. This is sounding more plausible.
Do you comprehend right now that you're listening to someone that claims to be a talking chimpanzee?
We had a talking sponge a few weeks ago.
Wasn't there?
I don't think that was actually a sponge.
You seem to be interested in the sponge.
I was fascinated by that type of psychosis from a scientific standpoint.
Me no psychosis. Me chimpanzee.
He knows psychosis. He chimpanzee.
I think Mr. Caesar has a rock solid argument. Mr. Caesar, and by the way, I love your salad. Can I just say that?
Wait, chimps made Caesar salad?
It's well documented,
David. Oh, God.
I am very confused by that.
Read the bottle.
Read the what?
Read the bottle.
The bottle.
The bottle. The Caesar salad.
Right. Does it say chimps on it?
You have to read the fine print.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Caesar only chimp?
What is
David only
happening
human?
Right now?
I don't know. I am very confused by this.
Caesar, not to get off track here, but can you tell us a little bit? Have you ever seen a mole person with, as you put it, a white woman matching Sheila's description?
Yeah, tangerine hair.
Tangerine hair.
As wide as she is tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought she was orangutan, but not.
Wait, you've seen Sheila?
I think.
Where?
In the tunnels. Where else would you see Sheila?
In the tunnels.
So they let chimpanzees in the tunnels.
Chimpanzees not let anywhere. Chimpanzees go.
It's like,
oh, okay.
It's like
so
the 800-pound gorilla.
Broke
it's like
into the tunnels.
No, he's a chimp.
I know, but I'm extrapolating scientifically. It's like, where does a 900-pound gorilla want to sit? Sit anywhere he wants.
This is true.
Yeah.
Never mess with gorillas or orangutans.
Yeah.
No good.
No good. No good.
This is the first solid lead you've gotten, David.
I mean, we had the lead about the Wisconsin-Canada border as well. Okay.
You know, you're not like Caesar?
I mean, I don't know you.
Caesar, good chimp.
Okay.
Caesar was circus chimp.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What did you do at the circus?
I balanced on high wire and juggled balls.
At the same time?
Yeah, it kind of hurts.
Wow.
Why would that hurt?
Ah, it's a chimp joke. Just kidding.
I'm confused.
It sounds like Caesar's a Renaissance chimp.
Renaissance chimp?
Yes, exactly. He is an artisan, an entertainer.
How many frescoes have you painted?
7.
Wow, that's impressive.
That frescoes, is actually impressive.
Frescoes take a lot of damn time to paint.
Yeah, they do.
If you cannot believe a Renaissance chimp about this, who can you believe, David?
You can believe Caesar.
My eyes, my brain. My heart. That's what I can believe.
And what is your heart telling you now?
My heart is telling me that my brain is wrong, and my brain is telling me my heart is wrong.
What about your gut?
It's telling me that I'm hungry.
How about your gallbladder?
It's telling me that I'm full of gall.
Well, don't let your gall get in the way of this very compelling caller who could perhaps teach you something.
All right, and then my bladder is telling me that I need to take a break so I can pee. So we're going to take a break. Thank you, Caesar. And we'll be back after word from our sponsors.
I untwisted it.
Is it all the way in?
Yes.
That's better.
Hello. My name is David. And I am unfucking relatable.
This is so stupid. Why am I here?
Did you guys just fist each other?
All the things that you say. There's actually guys who will nurse off their wives for a sign of intimacy. You're lucky if you
have family or friends. Well, don't you have to have sex to get pregnant? By the time that they get
to the end. No one told me about the worm part. You're unfucking relatable.
Well, that's definitely me. Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief.
Well, that's weird. I'm going to go away so you can't see up my skirt.
All right, we're back. My bladder is empty now. The other parts are still yelling at me about each other. So, you know, I'm still not sure. Talking about mole people. Gonna find Sheila. Yes. Gonna find Sheila.
We will help you.
Thank you.
We will help you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate all the help I've gotten. Even if some of that help has been reluctant or sometimes mean. I appreciate the help.
Someone has to keep you grounded. It's not being mean.
Sometimes it's a little mean.
Well, you are incredibly frustrating, David.
I don't want to
be. And I am only human.
I know, and I don't want to be incredibly frustrating.
And I hope that you do find Sheila, and you find out that she is living with some Italian dude somewhere, or whatever.
Or a mole person, which is what we're talking about. Don't
exist.
Be racist. Don't be racist.
I am not.
You're saying, talking about Italians, that they're stealing wives.
Just yours.
So you're saying all the Italians are trying to steal my wife?
And I don't know how that's racist if your wife leaves you for an Italian guy.
She was kidnapped.
She was not.
I found Caesar very compelling. I do have to say he.
You would.
He.
You would find that nonsense compelling.
Didn't you hear it with your own ears? Didn't he tell you?
I mean,
do you believe everything that you're told?
By an articulate chimp? Absolutely.
You believe that was an articulate chimp?
I mean, I don't know how articulate
he
was.
He sounded extremely articulate.
His English was kind of broken.
You believe it was a chimp?
Well, he certainly sounded chimp-like.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We're gonna take a caller.
Okay, let's take a caller.
Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Lewis. I'm from Decatur, Illinois.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi.
Hey, Lewis.
So I was in my backyard the other day, and I found a hole.
Okay.
In your backyard or in your body?
No, I found all my holes in my body a long time ago.
Okay.
in my backyard, there was a hole.
Okay.
It was about human size and diameter. And I went down the hole.
Okay.
And I kept going down, and it was weird because I thought it'd be really dark because it's a hole. And, you know, there's no sun down there with the hole.
Right.
But I just kept going.
Unless it has skylights.
Well, yeah, but then it's more of a den, not quite a hole.
Well, was it a hole or a tunnel?
It was a hole into a tunnel, I guess.
Was it a shaft?
I mean, at points it was shaft-like where, you know, it was more vertical.
Okay. Like a spherical shaft.
No, I mean, it was like a shafty shaft at some points. But there was light, even though I couldn't see any light. And so it was like almost like an ambient thing. And so I'm going down this tunnel, and I hear like vibrations and humming, and at some point I heard chanting, and
was it a folk concert?
No, I don't. Concerts are not something I can do. I have social anxiety, I don't go to the concerts.
Okay, we'll speak slowly.
So does my brother.
He doesn't go to concerts because of his social anxiety.
That is correct. Okay. I mean, he has social anxiety. He doesn't do a lot of things because of it, but concerts is one of them.
Okay, but anyway.
David, you're not going to comment?
I think it's kind of rude to say I have social anxiety. I think I'm fine, and I feel like we should let Lewis finish his story.
All right.
Yeah, I'm captivated.
So I was, thank you, David, by the way.
You're welcome.
I just, I was in the tunnel. I heard the chanting sounds, and it was very rhythmic. It was like a cha cha, 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 a cha cha.
They were doing the cha cha.
A cha cha.
Are you in the subway by any chance?
No, there's no subway in Decatur, Illinois. It's too small of a town for that. There's not a need. We have one bus.
Okay.
I see.
It's not even just one bus line. It's just one bus. And so I ride the bus sometimes anyway. I'm going down the tunnel, and I come into this big open space, and there are a lot of naked beings. They weren't wearing any clothes, but they were very muscular in their extremities and very smooth in their torsos.
Okay. Oh,
this sounds like that second Matrix movie no one liked.
I liked that one. It had a lot more Jada Pinkett in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you do have problems, but go on.
I like Jada Pinkett. She's nice. She was on that TV show Gotham. I really liked her character on that show.
Okay, that's good. But about the beings.
Oh, yeah, so there were these beings, and they were the ones who were chanting the cha-cha. A cha-cha.
They were doing the cha-cha.
A cha-cha. They weren't dancing. They were just chanting a cha-cha. A cha-cha.
I see.
A cha-cha. A cha-cha.
And they were naked, you say?
Complete. I could see their bits.
Their bits? Okay.
Yeah, their bits and bobs.
Okay.
Some had more bob than bit, and some had more bit than bob. But they were all there, and when I walked in, I sneezed. And they all turned and looked at me. And then they all piled on top of me, and I screamed, and they said, your hair, it's so orange. And I didn't realize I had orange hair, and so I looked up at my head, and there was the hair, and it was bright orange like a citrus fruit,
and a tangerine.
And then they took.
My God,
I think this is very important.
And then they took my head off of my shoulders and passed it around, and
they
stretched my face open, and they all climbed into my mouth, and they kept chanting the cha cha.
I'm sorry.
A cha cha.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Cha cha. I don't think I should ever do peyote again.
Oh,
wait. Ah, damn it, Elizabeth. Why'd you hang up on that guy? That was really important information.
Because he was insane.
I mean, the peyote can open up a person's mind and really make them experience the world the way it is.
It's true. We use that a lot at the Institute.
See?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lewis, that we lost your call like that. I appreciate that chanting was haunting.
That was I was on the edge of my seat.
I hope they haven't all climbed into Sheila's mouth. That would be awful. She had such a nice mouth.
How big of a mouth did Sheila have exactly?
I mean, I would say a 2 to 3 person mole person mouth. So if they got in there, they'd stretch it out. They'd stretch out her mouth.
That could very well be the case.
Oh my goodness!
I've seen things like that on the internet.
Yeah. No.
All right. I heard the doorbell.
Oh. Okay.
And Mark is not here, so I'm going to go. Hopefully, never upstairs coming back.
Oh, you're going to go upstairs in the middle of the show. You're going to go upstairs.
Do you not hear the ringing?
I do.
It sounds urgent.
Okay, fine. Go to the door.
I'm going to go to the door.
Get the answering of the door.
Did you order food? Maybe it's the food.
Ooh. I'm hungry.
David, I hate to say it, but I'm catching the slight vibe that perhaps your sister doesn't believe 100%.
That's why she's on the show. She's the non-believer of the show. She's the counterpoint.
I see. I get the feeling, though, that the percentage of this that she believes is very low.
Perhaps, yeah, that's the point of it.
Perhaps approaching.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her job on the show, is to not believe.
Wow.
Like, you're the expert that believes. Yeah. She's the expert that doesn't believe. And I'm now supposed to be the person that decides if I believe or not. Hard for this one because it's mole people.
Well, stay strong, Dave.
Okay, I'm going to stay strong. We got another caller. Elizabeth, you back? What?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
You got another caller, or do you want this box?
She got a box.
You got a box?
Yeah, it's got your name on it.
All right, well, I'm going to set it here, and I'll take a caller real quick. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Vladimir from St. Petersburg.
Hi, Vladimir, St. Petersburg?
Yes,
St. Petersburg, Russia?
This is where I'm from, but I live now in Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Welcome to Des Moines.
Thank you so much. It's happy to be here.
Okay.
It's this problem you're having with the mole. I can kill these things. I kill them all.
You're going to kill the mole people?
I kill all of them.
You're going to kill all the mole people?
I kill them. Yes, this is what you do. To tell you, take ammonia, pour it on their head. They cannot breathe. Then you whack them. This is what I...
You're going to whack the moles?
Whack the moles.
That's what you do.
Mr. Vladimir, I must caution you. David's wife is in the custody of these mole people.
Yeah,
can we not whack my wife?
Can you save her?
She's an orange mole, correct? I am listening.
She's not a mole. She's not a mole.
She's a wife. She's my wife. Yeah, she's an orange head, yes.
Your wife
is a chipmunk. This is what?
What?
Your wife, chipmunk.
She's a chipmunk.
All the moles get mixed with the chipmunks and they're orange hair. If you like a chipmunk, you don't hit him on the head.
Don't hit his wife on the head.
Yeah, please don't hit my wife.
No.
Maybe just a little bonk.
Elizabeth.
This is a good thing, right?
Elizabeth.
She made you go insane. Like the woman.
She was kidnapped. She didn't make me anything.
She was not kidnapped.
Are you sad, though? She make you sad.
I'm very sad. I miss her.
This is why you should kill her. This is all.
What?
This is why
I'm not killing my wife.
I'm not going to advocate for murder,
this
but...
It's not murder.
I mean,
this is varmint. You kill.
You're calling my wife a varmint.
She is kind of a varmint.
To be fair, murder is part of the scientific method.
Why did I get a box? I don't order stuff.
Don't know, David. Maybe Jimmy ordered it for you.
Jimmy, did you order anything? Oh, no. No, you don't want to talk? A couple weeks ago, you were all over the place making noises. Now you're just going to sit there quietly? Okay, Jimmy. Whatever. Dick.
Oh, I didn't know there's a guy over there.
Yeah, it's my proxy.
He sits in the corner very quietly. It's disturbing.
It's kind of creepy, I gotta
say. His name is a Russian scientist. I don't know if you know. Michael Putkin.
Michael Putkin.
Michael Putkin came
up with this theory that the strongest survive. And if you...
Like survival of the fittest?
But it's called strongest survive.
Okay.
Americans try to make this into yourself, but it's not. It's a Michael
Putkin. It's the Putkin-Vasilov theory.
Putkin-Vasilov.
He's very smart.
It's very famous outside of, you know, the normal scientific circles.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows.
All right.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life...
I would like to be happy for the rest of my life.
And you get an ugly woman to make your wife.
Yeah,
I saw
he
that.
He fell for that one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Russian humor.
I'm not in the mood for laughing. I guess.
Just be happy. My wife is gone.
Why
are you buying for this woman who run off with a mole?
She was kidnapped.
No, this Italian guys. Everybody knows this. Why are you the only one who don't?
What is it with a racist against Italians?
It's not a racist. They got a big arms and they
all. You even sound like you're like Russian and Italian both.
They could be. We mix together. You know, we like them people.
Well, according to the Putkin-Vasilov theory, I mean, they deserve to survive because of that. Because the Russian-Italian mole hybrid is really the strongest hybrid that you can find.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is a very smart man. You should listen to him.
I don't know.
And your sister sounded wonderful. I'm just saying.
My sister is, and I know she probably doesn't take it, she's going to take it with a grain of salt, but my sister is a wonderful person.
Oh, dear, I'm going to get a little Russian tears right now.
Oh,
that is something I did not think existed. It's like a crocodile. Another Russian joke.
They're made of vodka.
I like vodka.
I like you, sir. You're Vladimir, you're
thank you so much. You're really
all right. Thank you so much, Vladimir. We're going to take one more caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Herb.
Hi, Herb.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to say that I've been listening to you about these mole people. And
Right.
They kidnapped my wife, too.
How about that, Elizabeth?
Your wife left you? I'm sorry, Herb.
Yeah, thank you. The last time I saw her, she was getting into one of those mole vehicles, one of those IROCs that was mentioned before.
Yeah.
A Camaro?
Yeah, exactly. She was getting into one of them with those one of those, you know, short, you know, super strong guys with the strong arms and the hairy guys, and he had the slick back hair. Yeah, and it's like, I think she called him Giuseppe or something like that.
Oh.
Giuseppe the Mole.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Herb.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate it. And she was kidnapped by this man, and I ain't seen her.
Wait, was she pulled into the car, or did she get in the car herself?
Well, to be fair, this mole person opened the passenger door for her.
And she stepped in on her own.
Well, she kind of slid in because it's low to the ground, that car.
Okay, so but he didn't, like, force her into the car.
No.
And his name was Giuseppe.
He buckled her in.
Right, like a gentleman.
Well, like a gentle mole, yeah.
And his name was Giuseppe.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I can relate to your predicament, sir.
I don't think you can. I think your wife ran off with an Italian gentleman, with an IROC.
Well, that might be what it sounds like, but I just know, even though everybody tells me that that's the case, I can't listen to them, because
why?
I know in my heart of hearts that she was kidnapped by the mole people. I just know it.
Giuseppe is an Italian name. She wasn't kidnapped. She got in the car willingly.
I cannot listen to all of the evidence other people tell me, because I know in my heart.
Did she say anything to you before she got in the car?
She didn't say anything to me, but she waved like she was in trouble.
Or like, bye?
Well, she only used one finger, but...
Was it the middle finger?
Well, this was the second one. The one next to the ring finger.
Yeah. That's the middle finger.
She wasn't able to lift her entire hand.
She was giving you the bird.
She was waving to me.
Also,
she was signaling that she needed to be saved.
Yeah, that's not the finger I would use if I needed to be saved. Also, how did you know his name was Giuseppe?
Well, it's because he came up and introduced himself.
What did he say when he introduced himself?
He said in his mole tongue.
I'm not
able to completely translate, but he said something that sounded like, I am taking your wife because she does not love you anymore, which I think is mole speak.
It sounds like your wife leaving you.
I am capturing her and taking her to my underground tunnels.
He said that, or you just interpreted
it? Well, that's what I think it means in their language.
Oh, I am taking your wife because she loves you. She doesn't love you anymore. It means I'm taking her to the tunnels.
I think that's almost a direct translation.
Oh, thank you, Herb. You're not really being helpful. I'm pretty sure your situation is completely different than mine.
You're very helpful, Herb. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Stay strong, David.
Thanks.
Together, we will prevail.
Well, I mean, your wife ran off with an Italian guy. But
mole
okay.
Person.
Thanks, Herb.
Do you understand how ridiculous you sound now, David?
Once again, Elizabeth, the heart and the brain are not talking the same language right now inside of me.
We usually don't.
I found Herb to be very compelling. Quite
dude,
frankly.
You haven't given us any evidence other than evidence that was already brought forth by
well,
either myself or a
caller. Well, I've been gathering
caller.
Some fantastic evidence today
ooh,
that really okay. is fleshing out our theories.
Okay, my brain says you're full of shit. My heart wants to believe you, but my brain says you're full of shit. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
and this box is like calling to me for some reason, and I don't know why.
Because it's sitting next to you with your name on it?
Does it have a phone in it?
Why does it have my name on it?
Somebody probably shipped it to you.
I don't get it.
Have you never gotten mail before, David?
I don't give my address out to people. All right, true believers. Well, don't really have an answer. Not sure. I'm not a racist, so I'm not going to say it was Italians. But, Sheila, if you are out there in custody of mole people, message me. We'll be back next season. What's in the box?
Freak of the Week was created by me, Dave Hickney. The experts and callers this season were performed by a cast of actors? Really? The entire season? That seems like bullshit to me. I don't know who Katie Brissick, Lindsay Chmielarski, Anthony Calero, Jamie Custer, Patrick Harrington, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Grahulik, Ellen Morgan, David Musto, Deb Parks, Rebecca Rivers, and Declan Shannon are. But I have a special package just for them. And now they want me to plug their other podcasts? Seriously? I'm not going to tell you about the Ghostly Podcast, Unfucking Relatable, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, or Surreal. Those are other podcasts I'm not going to tell you about. Also, I'm not going to take a special moment to thank Amanda Davila, who apparently has been playing my sister all season. Seriously? She's my sister. We were born at the same time. I know who she is. There's no way that's an actress. That's crazy to me. Just nuts. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox-Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox-Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE. Evgeny Stoyeya.
Memoriam Development.